These days, we hear reports about the rising rate of obesity in teens. Also, everywhere we turn, we are bombarded by the latest and greatest way to lose weight, from exercising to the Atkins diet. So where do teens get their views on nutrition these days? Let's go to @me reporter Jessica Walters to find out.
Did you know that one egg has 2/3 of your daily cholesterol? But wait, they have no carbohydrates and are high in protein, so they must be good for you. And why would anyone recommend cholesterol anyway? Or, did you know that pizza sauce contains an important cancer-fighting ingredient called lycopene? But then there's all that grease and fat. No one ever lost weight by supporting Pizza Hut. And I'm sure you've heard that it's better to eat 6 smaller meals throughout the day rather than 3 big meals. But you're not supposed to eat anything after 7 p.m., and you shouldn't eat an hour before your exercise. And exercising within 3 hours of bedtime will keep you up. Feeling confused? Most people are. It's not surprising that American obesity is on the rise, especially among young people. According to the National Institute of Health, the number of obese children have doubled in the last 2 to 3 decades. As of now, 1 in 5 kids is overweight. Laura Steffens, a 17-year-old, says the information given about health is confusing.
I think it's kind of confusing. Like, most people see all these different kinds of diets you can have, like don't eat carbs, or don't eat this, don't eat that.
So just where are teens getting their information about what's healthy? When asked this question, teens responded with varied answers. No single source stood out. Bjorn Miller, a high school senior, says he lets his body tell him what to do.
I think most of my ideas about what being healthy should be I get from myself. Whenever I feel like I'm not tired all the time, I think that is a big part of being healthy. You know, falling asleep in class, stuff like that. You know, you're not healthy.
Other teens say they turn to different sources for information. George Brendel, also a senior, says he gets advice from the internet.
That MSN Messenger thing, down at the bottom of that, sometimes they have little things that pop up, you know, and it's like, blah, 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 and you can click on it, and sometimes they're like, have a six-pack like Brad Pitt or something like that.
Kim Daly also turns to others for advice on what she should do to be healthy.
Generally, my friends, you know, they tell me, you know, I shouldn't be drinking that soda, or, you know, don't buy that candy bar, so, you know, they kind of keep me doing what I need to be doing, so it's pretty much peer pressure kind of thing.
Still, other teens say they look at health websites or magazines. The problem with these, says Beth Cook, a nutritionist who works at the Alaska Native Medical Center, is that websites and magazines may not always be reliable.
TV or magazines, those are probably not as useful as a government site, maybe the Food and Drug Administration or other credentialed websites.
So just what sources does a nutritionalist recommend?
Many people have talked to their own providers, their doctors. Some people rely on their families.
Eating nutritious foods is obviously an important part of maintaining good health. However, if you are stressing yourself out, debating whether you should have had that second egg or not, just keep in mind this quote by Willie Nelson. There's more old drunks than there are old doctors. For @me, I'm Jessica Walters.